Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Thursday to you. How was church last night? My wonderful, wonderful midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. Just a strong crowd and a great spirit. And my, oh my, we're enjoying 2 Peter as we're adding to our faith. And what a wonderful time we had together last night. And I hope it was that way where you were and that you were in your place. You were a blessing to your church and to your pastor. And that God spoke to your heart and met with you. Gave you just what you needed in the middle of the week. And so we're happy about that. We're relishing still in that today on this Thursday, and we trust that you are doing the same. Now, I pray for us this evening. This is, we go into the correctional center down in Orient, the Central Correctional Center, where they kind of process all the inmates, and we hold service down there every Thursday night with our Bridge to Recovery program, and been having wonderful, wonderful time down there on Thursday evenings, and we appreciate your prayers for that. We go into the Madison Prison on Side A every Tuesday morning, and so we're in Madison on Tuesday morning, and we're at the Correctional Center there in Orient on Thursday evenings, and so we appreciate you praying for our prison ministries. We take the gospel in to the prisons and the recovery ministry into the prisons. Well, listen, yesterday we started talking to you about Psalm 37:23, ordering our steps, letting God direct your steps. And what God does is he wants to direct your steps and my steps into the will of God. The will of God is what we would choose for our own lives if we had sense enough to choose it. Because it's the will of God is simply this, where I'm walking in the steps that God has ordered for my life. I either go, there's only two ways to go, my way or God's way. And the Bible says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. So when I go my way, I go out of God's way, and I'm not going God's way. So I have to trust in the Lord with all my heart. I don't lean to my own understanding. In all my ways I acknowledge him, and he shall direct my path. He's going to guide me. He's going to lead me. We talked yesterday, started beginning, about how to know the will of God and how to walk in the will of God. We said there's three prerequisites or three key things that have to be present in the life of a believer before you can know you're walking in God's will. And we said, first of all, and I hope you go back and listen to yesterday's broadcast to get the foundation laid for this, but first of all was a godly, pure lifestyle, the steps of a good man. And we talked about how good doesn't mean perfect. It just simply means you're not having any known sin in your life. You're not. We said there's God's personal will for your life, and then God's moral will for your life. And you can, if you're disobeying God's moral will for your life, which is often spelled out plainly in the Scripture, God's not going to show you his personal will for your life. Those two go together. And so the first thing you need is that pure, godly life. The second key to knowing the will of God is a yielded heart. A yielded heart. Back to Psalm 37 and verse number 5. The Bible says, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Now, to yield means to surrender. Submit to the physical control of another, to hand over possession of. That's yielding ourselves to God. You understand, the Bible clearly indicates we're not our own. God is the owner. So I can't insist on my way anyway. And by the way, if I do, he'll let me have it. But the truth is, are you willing to hand over your control of your life to God? Are you willing to do whatever he wants you to do? Romans 6 reminds us that wherever we yield ourselves servants to obey, his servants we are to whom we obey. Are you surrendered to God? Oh, I'm not talking about commitment now. I'm talking about surrender. Handing God over the blank check of your life and say, God, fill it in. Do you trust God enough to do that? See, trust, it all comes down to trust. How big is your confidence in God? If you're having trouble giving him control, it's because you don't trust him enough. And if you're having trouble trusting him enough, it's because you don't know him enough. See, trust takes time and trust takes experience. Is he trustworthy? If I just had a stranger walk up to me on the street and say, I need $20, you just trust me, I'll explain it to you later. Do I have a good reason to trust him? No, but if one of the men in my church come up to me, say Bob Wallace, whom I've known now for 17 years, and says, "Preacher, I need $20 and I'll explain to you later," trust me, I'll give him $20. You know why? Because I know him and I trust him. See, as you know God and you come to love God, and as you love God, you trust God, and as you trust God, you'll come to obey him, and as you obey him, you're blessed by him. So you have to be surrendered. You have to be surrendered to him. So we had, first of all, you have to have that godly, pure life. The godly, pure life. And secondly, you have to be willing to have a yielded heart. A godly, pure life and a yielded heart. Surrendered to God. Thirdly, you have to delight yourself in the Lord. Verse 4 of Psalm 37, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart." When our will is conformed to his will, then he merges his will with our desires. He transforms our desires, and then he gives us those desires. Notice the call to preach or to be a pastor. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 3, if a man desire the office of a bishop, God will give you the desires. You have a desire to preach. You have a desire to teach. You have a desire to drive. You have a desire to give to missions. You have a desire to serve the Lord. Listen, God gives you those desires. You know, over and over when you read through the New Testament and Paul and his missionary journeys, it talk about he had a mind to go here. He desired to go here. And listen, there's three spiritual habits of Christians that Christians have built into their lives if you're delighting in the Lord. Now and again, to get those desires from God, you delight thyself in the Lord. And these are essential to knowing God's will. Number one is that God leads through his word. Psalm 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Hebrews 4:12, "The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even and dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." The only thing that can divide our soul, which is what we want, what we think, and what we feel, from the spirit, which is what God thinks, God wants, and God's feel, is the Bible. The soul is our will, our mind, our emotions, and the Spirit of God will tell us what God wants. See, that soul part of man is what I want to do. It's my dreams, my goals, my ambitions, my desires. And before you surrender, those were all things you wanted to do with your life. But the spirit portion of man and the spirit of God is talking to our spirit is what God wants me to do. And your soul will always tempt you to do something else. But the spirit part of you will know better, and it needs to be in control of the soul. A big part of knowing God's will is knowing whether the peace you feel is what you want or what God wants. And so you have to immerse yourself in the Word of God. Only his Word can divide the soul from the spirit. So we delight ourselves in his Word. Number two, we appreciate the Word. We appreciate the Word. Recognize it as a love letter that it is. Realize what you've got in your hands today, friends. It's unbelievable that I see people who don't carry it to church. Bring your Bible to church and open your Bible every day, a daily walk. You'll never know God's will and God's way until you know God's Word. So appreciate the Word. Appropriate the Word. It means receive it or welcome it. The truths of the Bible are no good if you don't receive them. You can appreciate the Bible, but maybe not approach it and willing to be changed by it. It's not whether you know the plan of salvation or believe in the plan of salvation. You can know all that and still die and go to hell. Knowledge doesn't save you. It's not the plan of salvation. It's the man of salvation. It's Jesus Christ. Appropriate the gift and then apply the word. Apply it to your life. Israel and Egypt could have killed the Passover lamb, prepared and ate, and even drained the blood in a bucket. But if they didn't apply it to the doorpost, a death angel would have visited them. And you're never going to know God's will and God's way until you know God's word. And you apply it in your life and you live it. The Bible, God doesn't bless you for the Bible you know. He blesses you for the Bible you live. So we say you have to be able to delight yourself in the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord. That means he leads you through his word, and he also leads us through prayer. Prayer is a two-way street. If you're still, you'll hear his still small voice in your heart. You remember, prayer isn't just talking at God or even just talking to God, but talking with God. Example, Acts 8:29. "Then the Spirit said to Philip, go near and join thyself to the chariot." Nehemiah 7, verse 5. And my God put into my heart to gather the nobles and the rulers and the people. God put it in his heart. And so, listen, you don't talk to somebody. You ever talk to somebody and they did all the talking? That's not conversation. It's monologue. So God will lead us through prayer. And then thirdly, God will lead us through preaching. The foolishness of preaching. The most important decisions in my life have come at the close of a service at the altar. Not necessarily in private, my friend, but through preaching. I never underestimate the eternal value of any particular church service. You have no idea how many times there's a message specifically needed by somebody, and they're so weak that Satan, who knew the topic and knew what was going to be preached on, was able to divert them from that life-changing message. Some won't find out till they get to heaven just what God had planned for them on that Sunday night or that Wednesday night. Oh, you can take advantage of listening online or picking up a message later by way of the internet or by way of a CD or whatever. But listen, don't think that well, if I miss, it's okay. No, you don't know what God has for you. You don't know what he had in that message for you. Don't miss out on taking advantage of that. That preaching time is a supernatural time. When God speaks through his servant, even sometimes despite his servant. Do you believe that? It's a supernatural time when heaven touches earth. And God will always make his word relevant. He never returns void, and he applies it to every listening heart. I may be trying to make one point, but everyone will hear it through the filter of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes people will say at the door or in an email, boy, God really spoke to me when you said this. And the truth is, you can go back and listen to that sermon, and I never said that. But the Spirit of God said that to them. So delight yourself in the Lord. Immerse yourself in the Word of God. Pray for God's will for your future, for your life, for your college, for your career, for your future, for your mate. Are you guilty of making major decisions without really taking God's will into serious consideration? Without seeking the face of God? When there's a major decision looming, when there's just any decision, you ought to want to know, God, what's your will in this matter? Help me to know your will by knowing your word, by applying it, by making prayer my constant two-way street, and by immersing myself in the foolish but supernatural phenomenon of preaching. And let me delight myself in you. A pure, godly lifestyle, a yielded heart, and delighting myself in the Lord. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. What a great, great verse. What a great promise. I hope you'll walk in the will of God today. I hope you'll desire and seek God's will. Let's live out that moral will, and then he'll show us that personal will that he has for each one of us. Well, I hope that's been a help to you, and hope not only will help you, but you might use it to help others to let's walk in the will of God and walk with God today. Well, have a wonderful Thursday, everybody. I appreciate you listening to Words to Encourage Radio. And we have Bridge to Recovery here at the church tonight as well, Thursday night. Hope you can come out and join us at 6:30. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with
sunny smile.